I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkey shelled targets in northern Syria Monday and said its three-day-old operation against Kurdish YPG fighters who control the Afrin region would be completed swiftly. Jeff Custer has more on the fighting.
Turkish forces and their Syrian rebel allies began their push to clear YPG fighters from the northwestern enclave on Saturday. This has opened a new front in Syria's civil war, despite calls for restraint from the United States, which has armed the YPG. A Reuters cameraman near Hasa saw Turkish shelling on Monday morning, and the Dogan News Agency said Turkish howitzers opened fire at 1 a.m. local time against YPG targets. Dogan said militia targets were also being destroyed by Turkish warplanes and multiple rocket launchers. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Afghan government forces ended an overnight siege Sunday at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in at least 43 deaths and multiple injuries. Grace Lee has more.
More than 150 guests were able to escape as parts of the building caught fire early Sunday, some climbing down from the upper levels with tied sheets. It's the latest in a series of attacks on the Afghan capital aimed at undermining the confidence in the Western-backed government. A statement from the Interior Ministry put the blame on the Haqqani network.
The siege lasted nearly 14 hours, during which six assailants either blew themselves up or were gunned down by Afghan forces. The repatriation of Rohingya Muslims refugees from Bangladesh to Myanmar has been delayed. UN refugee agency Filippo Grandi told Reuters news agency that more time was needed to resolve issues, including citizenship in Myanmar, for those returning to be properly addressed. Grandi said the UNHCR was ready to play a role in the process and that there should be the capacity to monitor their returns. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate votes shortly on a three-week funding bill that would reopen the federal government. VOA's Michael Bowman reports a key underlying issue, the timing and substance of immigration reform, remains a sticking point.
Democrats want to guarantee that Congress will vote on a bipartisan bill shielding undocumented immigrants brought to America as children from deportation. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell made that promise late Sunday, but the Republican-led House of Representatives is not bound by Senate pledges, and President Donald Trump can sign or veto any bill as he sees fit. For Democrats who distrust Trump, voting for the spending bill amounts to an act of faith. Trump accused them of putting the interests of non-citizens ahead of the American people. Democrats accused Trump of manufacturing the crisis by terminating a program that allowed young immigrants to work and study in the United States. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Israel and kicked off his visit by meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Pence said it was an honor to be, in his words, in Israel's capital, Jerusalem.
Following on the president's historic decision, it is a great privilege for me to be here, to have the opportunity to visit with you about issues of common concern, ways that we can strengthen the relationship between the United States of America and Israel, ways that we can confront common challenges, but also I look forward to speaking with you in detail about the opportunity for peace.
Pence said that the United States will open its embassy in Jerusalem next year ahead of schedule. The decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital by the Trump administration has infuriated the Palestinians, with whom Pence is not meeting, and upset America's Arab allies as well. Conservative South Korean activists burned a large photo of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as the head of the North's extremely popular girl band passed them Monday during a visit to Seoul amid a flurry of cooperation agreements between the rivals ahead of next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. It has been rare for such a high-profile North Korean to travel to South Korea in recent years as bilateral ties have deteriorated over North Korea's nuclear program before the nations abruptly began speaking and improving relations this month ahead of the February 9th to 25th Olympics. Saudi Arabia announced $1.5 billion in new aid for Yemen, where nearly 3 years of conflict have devastated the local economy and pushed millions to the brink of famine, causing what the United Nations describes as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from the